Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Folks and Fables. When last we left our heroes, they were wandering the servants' quarters. But things are not exactly what they seem to be here in these servants' quarters, and it seems as though every room is a surprise in and of itself. Starts to get to some of the players. Without further ado, let's get to the show!
So, last you folks left off, you met the baby troll, who's not actually a baby, he's just a troll who thinks he's a baby, and instead of dealing with him like, you know, responsible parents, you decided you were going to abandon him after strapping him to the floor with a bunch of chains. However, unfortunately, you've ran through the door, and upon entering the next room, there are two guards waiting for you.
Yikes.
And they look at you and go, "Hey, who goes there? What are you doing? Why is Timothy dropped to the floor? What's happening here? Are you the new help, or is this like a robbery? Because I'm not prepared for either of those things."
"Oh, yes, we are the new help. We were just trying to find the servants' quarters, to I guess get back into uniform."
"Sir, please roll deception."
"Gladly, Joey. Gladly. That is a 27.
Oh my god.
Audience, you can't see this, but I'm aggressively rolling my eyes. Okay, then can I ask a question? Why is he strapped to the floor?" "Yeah, I was gonna ask that too. That's a weird way of handling basically a baby that could rip your head off.
He's not strapped to the floor. He's actually paralyzed."
We didn't strap him down. It's magic paralysis.
"Yeah, we just stopped him, you know."
So what happened is he said that he was annoyed that his father wouldn't let him go dance. But we were told that we shouldn't let him out of this room. And he said, "I'm going to attack you if you don't let me dance." And we said, "Oh no, we can't have that." We said the only thing we're not allowed to do is let him dance. So, ipso facto, paralyzed. Speaking of which, we have like 30 seconds till it ends.
All right. That makes sense. What are your names? Because if we get in trouble for this, we don't want to take the fall for this one. And we'd go get our bosses right now, but they're like kind of busy with the hundreds of people in the front lobby.
"Yeah, you shouldn't get your boss. Everything's fine. What we should do is close those doors, walk out, and then pretend like nothing ever went wrong."
"Wait, but if you're the hired help, you know, you're allowed... You're allowed to be here."
"You know, but we need to go to the more servants' quarters. Like, we're done with troll child."
"Yes, we just got a little lost. Unfortunately, we weren't given any sort of work training orientation. Nothing of the sort. We're very new hires. This is first day. We just got lost.
Timothy was supposed to train us, but he passed out earlier today. And we've been left a little short on instruction."
One of the guards looks at the other guards and nods and goes, "Well, Timothy is our confidant, and we really like to think of him as our collective best friend." And the guard on the left kind of looks at the guard on the right, and the guard on the right goes, "Yeah, he's like totally our collective best friend. Honestly, I've never met a cooler guy in my life. He like saved my marriage a couple of times." And they like start gushing about Timothy back and forth, honestly, to the point where they're ignoring you.
So you're aware of his passing out earlier. It was kind of a big deal.
The guard on the right kind of looks at you and goes, "No, I wasn't told any of this. Honestly, can I tell you guys a secret?"
"Yeah, of course."
"We're not like the coolest guards in the palace."
"You seem like the coolest to me." Pretty tight.
Please roll persuasion.
Oh, that's a zero.
Wait. Okay, so here's where things are going to get really bad. For all of you. For all of you.
Should we just start rolling up the new characters now, or?
The guard on the right looks at the guard on the left and goes, "No servant would think that we're the cool guards.
We're new."
He's new. He's just trying to make a very good first impression. It's not that.
"I'm not good at making friends, but I'd like to be."
"But here's the thing. This paralysis not going to end. Angry boy, maybe..."
"You mean not going to last?"
"Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, it's going to end. So maybe we need to, like, you know, skedaddle the fuck on out of here." "All right,
you guys are going to come with us, and don't worry about it. He's honestly a big baby, and he wouldn't actually hurt a fly."
"Well, regardless, let's..." "Yeah."
"But you're still coming with us, because frankly, I don't believe you work here anymore." "Yeah, about that. I was going to say, doesn't it make sense? And, like, I know I'm not, like, the smartest pea in the pod, but, wouldn't you have received training and we would have met you at group orientation, like, 2 weeks ago when we were..."
"Yeah, see, that's the thing. We are late hires and we didn't get any training. This is against you. I mean, who's the union rep here, honestly? Because, like, again, we didn't even get that in our orientation because we didn't have an orientation. Do you see? We're being exploited as workers here. I mean..."
"Who's your union rep? Because we're all represented by Samson McDermott."
"See, that's the thing. We don't know because we were later hires. We didn't get that orientation."
"Well,
it's a massive party. They got some last minute help. I mean, like, you got to imagine that. So there's a little disorganization."
"Here's the thing. You would know that as part of the guard collective, that you have a union representative as part of a collective location, regardless of whether or not you're hired for a job. That way we get things like food and pay."
"Yeah, but we're freelancers. That's the thing. They hired us in later."
Piron leans to JJ and just goes, "I know we haven't been a fan of my current method of problem solving, but let me know when that's how we want to handle our problems."
"No, fuck it, do it. Fuck it, do it. Fuck it, do it." And you know what? JJ throws a fucking punch at this point. Like, this is not going well.
"Oh, okay. All right. Wow, I'm really glad I prepped this."
"I rolled a 4.
You swing wildly, and they go, so we were right. You were not guards. I guess we're going to have to arrest you, and we'll roll a quick initiative."
"Oh, not great. I got a 6 for initiative."
"I got an 18.
I got a 16.
They look at each other once JJ throws this punch, and they're like, "Guess we're going to arrest you now." And they move in, but it seems like you and Astrea kind of both have the upper hand on these guys. What do you do?
Okay, so on my turn, I pull my arm back like I have a bow, even though I don't. And then a magical glowing arrow appears, and I say, "Well, I guess we gotta do this." And I release, and the arrow flies at one of them, and I shoot them. I got an 11. It's probably not gonna hit.
So that misses.
And I miss. And as it goes flying right past them, I go, "Uh-oh, yikes.
Hey, that was rude. Excuse me? I didn't realize we were bringing magic to a gunfight."
Alrighty. Okay. So next up is JJ. So we're just gonna, JJ for his bonus action is going to expend a inspiration die to use unsettling words. Yeah, so you can spin words laced with magic that unsettle a creature and cause it to doubt itself. As a bonus action, you can expend one use of your bardic inspiration die and choose one creature. Yeah. So it subtracts the number rolled from the next saving throw it makes before the start of its next turn. And so I'm gonna do it on... the boy closer to me.
Guard on the right. Dopey guard, not Southern guard.
Yes, dopey guard. Perfect. And so I'm actually going to blend those words in, or I guess that use of the bardic inspiration die, which I will roll now. It's a d6. Or actually, no, you have to roll. Yes, right. Okay. Well, it's going to be in a second anyway, because I am going to lace that into Vicious Mockery. And so I am going to say, not only are you just not obviously the coolest guards around, you are the dorkiest and probably the dumbest guards I have ever encountered in my entire goddamn life. And that's Vicious Mockery and Unsettling Words together. So Vicious Mockery... that's one psychic damage. DC 14 wisdom save, if you could make that for me.
Oh, oof. Okay, so you say these awful words at Dopey Guard, and he kind of looks at you and goes, oh my god, I just don't have my life together, do I? Mom, why didn't you prepare me for the real world? As he takes one damage.
I give him the middle finger too.
Congrats. He's taken one damage and he's now more offended.
Good.
Amazing.
All right. Next up is Dopey Bandit. Dopey Bandit looks and goes, you know what? I need to get my life together. This is too painful. And he goes up and he draws his longsword and he goes to attack JJ and goes, you know what? You're being a rude, rude boy. And he goes to swing his sword at you. And he rolls a 4, and basically, it's the wildest...
That's actually a crit fail.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, so he takes his scimitar, or not a scimitar, his sword, and goes to swing it at you. And then all of a sudden, he misses, and then he drops his sword. And it starts clattering to the ground, and he goes, well, Mom was right, I really should have just gone to med school.
Okay, just for, like, some funsies... could I, like, as a reaction, try and, like, kick the sword backwards to Pieron, who's only, like, 10 feet away from us?
Not on your turn, but I would let you do that next turn.
Pieron doesn't need a sword. I need a sword.
Why do you need a sword?
Pieron has fists.
Yeah, but the sword... Okay, anyway. Fair enough. Someone take the sword before he gets to take the sword.
It's my turn. Okay, well, Pieron is kind of like... I'm sorry, I promise I'm normally not like this. I don't hit this many people. But Pieron is going to run up to Dopey Guard and try and so yeah, I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, I'm not normally like this. I don't normally solve my problems by punching people in the face.
I need you to roll deception.
He doesn't normally, okay? This trip has been a bad one, but I've solved a lot of problems not by hitting things.
Name 7.
You've also created a lot of problems by hitting things.
So I try to avoid the punching this time, okay? I'm going to try punch him in the face with a 13.
13 hits.
So Pieron just kind of runs up to him, just decks him in the face for 5 damage, and I'm actually going to spend a key point... to use Hands of Harm.
Okay.
And I do an additional 6 points of necrotic damage as I touch his inner energy when I punch him and send, like, reverberations through his body.
So as you do that, he actually is like, oh my god, I'm feeling so sick. And then you can kind of see, like, a little bit of green gunk flow out of the front of his helmet as he, like, collapses to the ground. And the guard to the left kind of looks and goes... Gregory, no! And he runs up, and he's...
My turn isn't done, actually.
Oh, my lord. Oh, no.
Is it too late to clarify I didn't want to murder the guard?
Yes, you did necrotic damage.
What, okay, like, but not all of it was necrotic damage. 6 of it was necrotic damage. 5 of it was bludgeoning damage, okay? And also, I feel like... You know, there's poisons that knock people out, okay? I can hit his inner energies in a incapacitating way.
So here's the deal. I'm going to give it to you this time, but unless you specifically specify that you don't want to murder someone next time you do necrotic
damage. I'd like
damage.
To make it the other way around. Unless I specifically specify that I want to kill someone, my intent is non-lethal.
Okay, I will remember that.
I'm setting that ground rule right now.
You know,
unless
what?
I clarify that I want to kill someone, this. I don't want to kill them.
That's fine.
Okay, so 10 feet. So I've traveled 10 feet, and there's 20 feet to the Southern Guard. So I'm going to run over to him, and I'm going to spend another key point to Flurry of Blows as a bonus action.
Oh, my God.
Boom. A 10. doesn't hit, right?
No.
And then boom, a 17.
That'll do her.
Does hit, and I do 5 damage, and I'm going to spend another key point for another hand of harm.
Why are you using so many key points?
And that's 7 damage, and I deck... As I run up to the first guard, deck him in the face, and then run up to the second guard and do like a flying kick, and again hit him and attack his internal life energies to kind of bring him down faster.
So I think as this happens, you like make solid contact, and as you fly past this guard, he gets up and goes, "That barely did any," and then like anime style, he just freezes and then falls over.
Okay. So, team, we need to find better ways to deal with our problems, because I'm not a huge fan of this, and I'm not having a great time being good at it.
Okay, fair enough. You're not having a good time doing this, but you are very good at it.
Also, JJ, leave the punching to me, please, okay?
Well, I kept saying, yes, do it, and you weren't doing it, so
I move and I start to go pick up the body and just drag them in the other room and then hide them and then say...
Can you roll athletics for me? Yeah, not because you're going to fail in any way. I want to know the number.
So 14.
I'm going to start dragging the other body.
Can you also roll athletics for me?
Critical fail. Okay. I think it's my third one today.
Okay. As Iran is struggling to drag this body, JJ is going to realize that it's still stationary and just kind of search it for any sort of helpful information.
Okay. Roll investigation.
I'm not searching. I don't care. I was going to say I'm going to change into their clothes, but I don't think
that's,
it could
that's
get
what
out
I
of
was
this.
Thinking of next, but I was thinking, well, maybe we might want to check out what they have as well, because there could be something helpful. You wanted an investigation?
I do.
Alrighty. That's a 19.
So you're investigating these bodies, and aside from like, you know, the average, they've got a dagger here, and like they've got like a pouch filled with like 3 copper pieces. What's interesting is on Southern Guard, there is a ring of about 50 keys.
I will take that and I will put it in my vest coat.
Okay.
One of the pockets, because we said I have like a million pockets.
Okay. What do you all do now?
I think we drag the body into one of the other rooms.
Okay, so remember, there are 2 doors to the left of you, and then there's the 1 door leading to the right where you came from.
Is the door that we came from, it's attached to the room with the troll in it, right?
No, you're currently in the room with the troll.
Yeah, we should get out of this room.
Yeah, let's get out of this room. Let's get the fuck out of this room. Which, there's 3 doors in total?
Yes, 3 doors. Well, and then the one you're standing in front of.
Not this one.
So 4 doors in total.
Yes. There's the massive double doors in front of you. There are the 2 doors to the left of you, and then there's the 1 door to the right of you that is back where you came from.
Okay. So why don't we go through the door in front of us? Because that would be probably where the servants' quarters. No.
That's leaving the servant quarters.
I'd like to not enter an unknown room with unconscious guards in our hands.
Yeah, we should go to the room on the left. We should stay in this room and go to the room door on the left.
Piron is like fireman carrying Southern Guard now.
Okay. Whatever the 2 of you want to do, I'll just follow.
So as you all finally decide on this plan, you hear a, "Whoa, why have you done this?" And you hear big stomps start to come towards you.
We can't kill him. I'm just going to run.
Okay, JJ, you distract him. We put the 2 cards away, and then we just skedaddle. Cool?
Yeah.
Break. And then Piron and Astraeus start walking break. Away.
Okay. So what do? This big, grumpy baby troll is running towards you all.
We can't fight him. I'm going
to... We leave JJ to deal with that and go put the guards in another...
Yeah, and we're going to go hide these guards, and then we're going to meet at the one of the doors on the left.
Yeah, apparently that's what we're doing.
Well, I just do that, so that's what we're doing.
Hey, JJ, we're going to go do this thing. You deal with the super angry, crazy troll.
Alrighty. What the f*** is JJ going to do?
Please don't kill it.
Yeah, so the troll is, like, obviously upset, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking. I can try and calm him down with some music.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll try and do. I'll try playing a song. I'm going to try playing a lullaby. That's what I'll do.
Okay. Roll performance.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a 10.
Okay. So describe to me this lullaby.
I think JJ is coming up with it on the fly, just like, go to sleep, little big troll. I don't know.
And where are you standing with regards to the troll? Like, how close are you to it?
I haven't moved much, maybe like 5 feet closer towards it than I originally was. So like, I don't know, like 15, 20 feet. I don't know, man. Far out of its reach.
So
we'll say that.
Here's this. And then starts to cry as it runs out of the room going, whoa, daddy, and runs through these doors.
Well, not our
fault. I think that we should go the other direction.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Let's just skedaddle.
Skedaddle.
So I think we've dumped, in the meantime, we've dumped the bodies in a different place. They're hidden now. The unconscious people.
Okay.
And we decide that the opposite direction of the one we're going in is probably the right one to
go. Yeah, one of the doors on the left.
Okay, so you remember from last time that the doors on the left, it's two corridors that go down at each about like 10 feet and then curve to the right on the, like, the door on the left goes down about 10 feet and then curves to the right, and the door on the right curves down about 10 feet and then curves to the left.
Well, we're going to pick one. JJ, 50-50 shot, pick one.
Wouldn't that mean they just meet up together?
Is a high possibility they meet up together.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. JJ goes through the left one, whatever.
Okay, we're going through the left one.
You all pick the left door. Anyway, so you all go down about 10 feet, and then you go to the right. And once again, yeah, you kind of see that it extends another about 15 feet down. And at about the 7-foot marker, it hits this corridor to the left and then also continues down, and then it looks like it makes a fork to the right.
JJ, pick a path. We're going
left.
Stick and left.
It's like a maze. Yeah,
it's cover ground.
Yeah, probably. Perfect. Yeah, so
that's
left.
What I assume. We're going left.
Okay, so you turn left, and it is probably about a 20-foot corridor with like these paintings lining these walls. They all look very regal. They all look very kind of nice. And at the end of this hall is this like small wooden cask door with a large iron handle on the front of the door.
I pull it.
So as you go to pull it, it does not move.
All right, trying the keys.
Yeah, we're trying every key.
I push the door.
You push the door and nothing happens.
All right, so you're not just being pedantic.
You knock on the door. And out of the door, these two eyes pop up and go,
what's the password?
Yo mama.
Clever, but incorrect.
Can we learn the password? Is this a trial, or do we have to give you a word?
I mean, you can give me a word, and then I'll give you a word back.
But will it just be incorrect or correct?
I don't know. I haven't had a lot of friends in a while.
What's your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Birch. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Birch. I'm a little lost, though.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't really help you with that, as I only know this corridor.
Can you open the door?
I was told not to open the door unless I was given the password, but, like, I have some
What's
discretion
the password?
On that.
If you tell us the password, we can tell it to you back, and then you can open the door.
Well, but then you'll leave me.
Why does everyone in this universe a sad person?
I'm not sad.
Sorry, not to you know, rudely cut you off, Birch, but, you know, obviously, company is great. You know, there's three of us. We're friends. We love being friends. I mean, realistically, you know, if, you know, there's four of us here, you know, if you open the door for two of us, then the other one could stay with you and have a nice, lovely chat.
Please roll deception for me.
That is a 26.
Off.
You gave him, he's a bard, like this is how it goes.
Okay, that's how it be, baby.
Eloquent bard boy.
Yeah,
well, all bards could do that.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. The password is mutton.
Oh, mutton.
Oh, okay. And so the door swings open with this like massive creak, and it goes, okay, well, like, who's gonna stay to hang out with me?
Yeah, I'll hang out with you. I'll chill with you, Birch.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Okay, all right, I guess I guess the rest of you can go through, but mind you, I have to close on the way back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, all
well,
right.
Well, Birch, could I come through and hang out with you on your side of the door?
No, unfortunately.
Or do you need me on this side of the door?
That would be like be the equivalent of me saying, hey, I want to talk to you, but only stare at the back of your head.
That's I think that's the opposite of what that is, but okay. You know, if you really want to talk through the door, that can...
No. Wait, hold on. I don't think you...
Birch is the handle.
He's on the handle side of the door.
He's on our side of the door, our current side, but when we pass
through... Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought he was on the other side of the door.
Why there are eyes...
Sorry, that was my
right
confusion.
Now.
That was my confusion.
This large wood... Oh, my God. Large wooden eyes.
Wonderful.
That was really hard for me.
Beautiful.
That was really, really difficult for me for no reason whatsoever.
All right, what do JJ and Estrella find?
Okay, so you open the
well,
store.
Well, Piron has another therapy session.
Yeah, apparently. Jesus. Piron, are you
just going to become... It's your fault. You can't make everyone sad and alone, Joseph.
First off, you have no idea if he was sad and alone. He just wanted some friend time.
Joseph?
That's called being sad and alone, but okay.
All right, I promise the next three characters you meet will not be depressed in any way, shape, or form.
Perfect. Great.
Estrella and JJ, you walk through the door, and inside, you see these massive shelves, like probably 20 feet long, 20 feet tall, and they're lined wall to wall with bottles. And in the center is this like small wooden square table with like three glasses on it. As well, there's a chest tucked in the very back corner in between two shelves.
Okay, we don't have our note taker, but no. This is what we were looking for, the premium vodka.
But I thought that was a secondary thing. I thought we're mostly
yeah,
looking
for
Yeah,
but we're here.
Stuff.
We're here. We might as well get the vodka.
Okay, well, what's in the chest? I go open it.
Okay, so you open the chest, and inside is this like really nice velvet robe. And it looks like there's three of them.
Well, I'll put it on.
Okay. You are now wearing a beautiful red velvet robe that's made of silk.
I toss one to JJ.
Oh, it looks very fetching on you. JJ puts the other one on, I guess. I don't know. Why are we doing this?
So it's the same. They look the same. And they actually both have... Neither of you noticed before, but now that you kind of worn them for a couple of seconds, you notice there's actually like an embroidery on the left breast patch, which says TL.
JJ, what does TL mean?
I'm sure JJ would kind of have some idea, probably.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Why would you have some idea?
Modern, like the famous
modern
political people.
Ask to roll for it.
Yeah, can I roll, do a roll?
Sure,
like a history. Yeah, thank you.
You're going to need a real, real, real good roll, but okay.
32.
16.
You know that oftentimes very rich people will embroider their initials onto fancy pieces of clothes.
Yeah. Do we
just monogrammed? Okay, that's weird. JJ, maybe we shouldn't be wearing these when we go back out in public. Just saying, because these are
not.
Our
do we want to keep them?
No, this is what these are like. What? No,
I don't know.
Do you just steal people's clothes? Like
JJ, I grew up in the forest.
Yeah,
I take
I know,
whatever I find that I want.
Okay, fair enough. You know
these
what?
Are
you,
really
you can
comfy.
Keep on to yours. Oh, they are really comfy.
Like, really comfy.
I don't need it. I don't care. JJ, if you think we should put it back,
okay,
you can
is
put it back.
Is there like... Yeah, okay. JJ, like, puts it back, but, like, hesitates for a second, because it is very comfy. Yeah, okay, so can I do, like, some sort of check to see, like, if I can
find the premium vodka,
the alcohol check. Yes.
Roll investigation. I want to preface. There are, like, probably 1,000 to 2,000 bottles in this room.
Okay, but we probably remember the name section? That he gave, right?
He didn't. He just said the premium vodka.
Well, no, he gave a certain name, and we don't have our note taker, so I can't tell you.
Okay, well, I guess I'm not a part of this, so I'm going to go run, see if I can find my notes. I'll be back. Or do you want to just wait, like, 20 seconds while I go get... Okay, hang on.
I might as well do the investigation in the meantime, though. Never mind, I'll roll later.
Absolutely not. Yeah, so you look around and you're like, wow, there are a lot of bottles in here. But you manage to notice the section that is labeled with seems like the most vodka bottles. And there are probably 300 bottles in this section.
Well, I guess we just got to start taste. I look to Astraea and just, do you remember which one we're looking for? Because it's been a stressful hour.
Can I roll an insight check for my own insight?
That would be a history for your personal history.
What? Why can't I just roll an insight check?
Because insight check tells you whether you're like it tells you the mood of the person or what they're
trying
to hide.
I'm so bad at history and I'm okay at insight. Fine, I'll roll a history check. I got a 16. Do I remember the name?
I'm going to be honest. You do not remember the name.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I don't know at all.
Like, I specifically was like, if anyone else had rolled that, God bless, you would have remembered the name. Astraea, in your case, you do not remember the name of that.
Well, I rolled a 16.
No, that's,
for the exact question.
No, you rolled a 16 to figure out what the TL was.
Damn. Well, okay. I guess I'll try and roll to remember in a second when we have the name, I guess. Wait, no, we're going to have the name.
So he didn't give us a name.
Yeah, I didn't think so. JJ, I don't remember the name he gave us. I wasn't paying attention, so I'm not sure if he told us a name or if I think he told us a name or if he said the premium vodka. I honestly can't tell you.
Honestly, it might have just been the premium vodka. I'm trying to figure out how I would do some sort of check for this.
Can I roll a survival check for premium vodka?
Well, no, what I was trying to think is like, okay, well, what's the fanciest looking bottle here? Like, what's the probably like the, like, is there an ordo here? Like, is it like cheap stuff on the bottom and like high quality stuff on the top? Like, can I figure that out?
JJ's an alcoholic.
I'm sure that would be something that's easy to figure. Yeah. Well, grad student, same thing.
You know what? Rolling it. Okay, so here's the thing. You already rolled investigation. So like, I'm not going to say you can roll it again, because effectively that was your chance to like try and take a look at this whole setup. And yeah, you can't really tell. You just know that this is the section that seems to have the most bottles labeled vodka or what smell like vodka.
Okay, I will take the fanciest bottle I see.
Okay. Roll a... What's like a luck roll?
Just rolling a d20.
Just roll a straight d20 for me.
Cool. 8.
That's a +1, my guy.
No, it's a... Wait, hold on, what? Oh, yeah, it is. Wait, why is it +1? Oh, because...
So you roll a 7, and you actually just grab this, like... It has, like, a swan's head for the top. And you grab it, and you're like, wow, this is going to be super fancy. So it's just a bottle with a swan's head on the top, and it's just, like, this plain, clear bottle.
JJ takes a healthy swig. Because it has been a rough little time.
Okay. You open it. Can you roll a constitution check for me?
I sure can, Joe. Constitution, just ability check?
Saving throw.
Oh, well, okay. That's an 8.
You take a swig of this and you're like, wow, this is a lot more potent than I thought this would be. And you're like... immediately feeling the effects of this. Like, you're a little wobbly now. Mechanically, you are now going to take a penalty on your dexterity and your constitution saving throws, but you will have a bonus on your charisma and strength saving throws.
Hell yeah. Fallout 3 rules.
I think it works the best.
All right, yeah, f*** it. Okay, yeah, status, drunk. Or tipsy, at least. All right. Yeah, cool. So just going to look at Astraea and be like, well, we tried. I mean.
JJ, I never cared about the premium. Why were we getting it in the first place? Was he just going to be mad at us?
Honestly, I can't remember. It's been a very eventful time.
Okay.
Having children.
I go to the liquor cab, the vodka section, and I grab a bottle, and I'll say this was the most, and I grab one, and I'll roll a d20
Thank
to
you.
See what I get. Okay, I got a 15.
So you actually managed to pull out this super intricate orange bottle with these pretty cool and ornate designs kind of carved into it.
I don't even look at it.
And you just take it, and you're like, oh, this is a super cool bottle I found.
Yeah, and I say, well, this is the most premium one we found. And
all right, yeah, sounds good.
Let's head out.
Yeah. Are you taking both bottles with you?
No,
I don't think JJ is going to. I mean, with such a low roll, I'm assuming that JJ's already like taken a big old swig more than he intended to.
Yeah,
this is his bottle now. He's gonna be done with it when he's done with it.
Oh my god, I love this. Okay.
I grab it and I say, this is the premium one. Let's go get to where we actually need to be, because I think we now have a timer on the clock for how long we can be here.
So, meanwhile, while this is happening, Piron, you're, say, like, talking to Birch, and Birch is like, so, how's your day going, buddy?
I've had better ones. How does one become a talking door?
Well, a wizard looks at a door and goes, hey, you know what would be really interesting? If it was an asshole. And that's how my dad was born. And then when a mommy door and a daddy door love each other very much, I was born.
Okay, cool.
You know I'm just fucking with you, right?
Yeah, I figured.
I'm not actually.
I figured.
I'm glad that you and I are on the same comedic wavelength. I don't know. I was born one day. I don't really know who made me. All I know is I was told to keep people out of that room.
Hmm. How long you been doing that?
How long is 2 centuries?
A long time.
Oh, well.
You've been around, huh?
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
I once saw a man, a horse, and a frog enter, and only the horse and the frog came out.
That is very strange. Have you seen anything weird recently? Who's the last couple people you saw come through?
Well, I mean, other than the servants occasionally to grab the alcohol, which I assumed you guys were. You're just too dumb to remember the password. Sorry, that was really rude.
It's okay. We've been a little stupid today.
No, other than that, I mean, one of the princes came in here and left without his clothes, but we're not... That was weird, I guess. I don't know. That happens pretty regularly, actually. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more that's a pretty normal occurrence.
Okay. So I guess he likes to, you know, nightcap, I guess?
I don't even know if he... I think he might have been sleepwalking, if I'm being honest.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah,
that's... Which prince?
Honestly, it'd be pretty unprofessional for me to, like, rat on my bosses like that, but, like...
Oh, this is just coworker gossip.
Can you?
That's all this is.
Roll a persuasion.
Oh, you hate me, don't you? 4.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's bad vibes. That gives me bad juju. I feel like it'd be pretty unprofessional. Like, how would you like it if you were my boss and I started like running around town telling all of your dirty laundry to everybody?
Honestly, probably find it pretty funny. I don't really have a lot of secrets.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're just a cooler person than the prince then.
And then once that statement's done, JJ and Astraea open the door, and he goes, oh, here we go. And JJ and Astraea walk out, and they both are holding bottles of alcohol, except JJ seems a little wobbly.
I don't know if we're cut out for treason.
For what?
We don't worry about that. We got it. Let's go.
Is he okay?
Nope. We got what we
Did
came
he
for.
Get into the booze again?
Maybe. Don't worry about it.
Come on, man. You can't keep drinking and then saying that stuff. That's going to get us in some serious trouble.
Look here. Okay? They didn't give me an orientation. They didn't give me a uniform. We don't know our union rep. All right.
Okay. Well, that's.
They let us into the cellar.
Let's get out of here. Okay. Yeah.
They make a dollar. We make a dime. I don't.
Let's go sober you up. Okay.
I'm gonna shit on Kill Company time.
Now you have one of my embarrassing stories.
Bye, I guess. Wow. What did I hear about treason?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Birch. See you around.
Like, but like, I heard something about treason.
He got into the booze. Says weird stuff. Gets a little angry. You know how
he's had a rough. My mother dropped me when I was little, And my daddy drank too.
Anyways, we're going to clean him up before he says that to someone who he could really offend. Because obviously he can't be saying that. So he, bye, Birch. And I put like an arm under JJ and I kind of hoist him up and we're walking away. And I think that JJ's legs aren't really doing the carrying at this point. Like, Piron is rushing him along and JJ's feet can't quite keep up.
I love this. Okay, yeah. So you kind
of... Sorry, if I may. As soon as they're out of earshot of the door, Birch, JJ will try and get back more on his own feet. Just be like, okay, yeah, no, I fucked up there. Thanks for the save. Wasn't expecting that.
No, yeah, it's... Today has been a day of new experiences, I think.
Yeah, it really has.
Where the hell do we go? Where are we going? What are we doing?
I don't know.
What is going on? Because right now we are
deep
in a very bad situation and we know nothing.
Fucking big.
Yeah, we found nothing. We can't find our contact.
And our stuff is in here.
Yeah, where's our stuff?
We need to grab that. And all they said was it's in the servants' quarters.
The servants' quarters are
clearly
massive.
Much bigger than we were led to believe.
I thought it was going to be a room.
So, where are we going?
Why would the servants' quarters even be tied to the kitchens? That doesn't make any sort of sanitary sense.
Well, that does kind of make sense.
No, servants, not with health codes. In the kitchen. No, they're supposed to be like very separate spaces.
Tell you what, you can take it up with whatever the union named guy is later.
Okay. So I know we're really lost, and I maybe should have done this earlier, but I was thinking like, oh, we could use it on the book. But I can't because I don't know what the book is or anything about it. But I can just locate objects and I can just find her stuff.
I'm sorry, what?
Piron is just like dead staring Astraea. Like just, he has no words. Piron is just like that look of, are you fucking kidding me? Let's get on that then. Let's do that. That sounds like a great idea.
JJ finishes the fucking bottle. I can't, like...
Okay, please roll three constitution saving
throws. I think that Piron intercepts that. I'd like to try and intercept that chug.
I want
you
both to roll a dex off for me.
Well, I have disadvantage for that, I think.
You do have disadvantage. You have a -2.
That's so
just
hard.
Straight dex.
Okay, whatever. Straight dex.
It would be a dex saving throw versus a dex roll for JJ.
Oh, saving throw. Okay.
Okay. Well, I got a 3 -2, so a 1.
My save ended up being a 9.
So
that's
with
all right.
Those rolls, as you're about to be like, "Fuck this noise! I'm going to continue drinking." JJ, Piron goes, "Nope," and kind of quickly just snatches the bottle. And you're like trying to drink the air, and you're like, "Where'd the booze go?"
You can have it back later.
So
when we're not in life or death situations.
I say,
cool.
Well, here's the thing: like, we will become significantly less sneaky when I do this, but we'll figure that out. It'll be fine.
I think that's the least of our problems.
Yeah, that's true. I cast this and I just like think of a book and then for a second my like flower opens. Not the book, my staff. My flower opens and a little like ethereal staff appears above my head and then it disappears. And then in my vision, but no one else's visions, a crazy taxi arrow of light appears in front of me and it points me to get to the book.
Okay, so it's basically, I'm imagining like a Google Maps where like you have a highlighted line that's in front of you that only you can see that directs you to the object you're looking for.
Yeah, I also just like have a sense of where it is. Like,
yeah, idea. So you immediately start walking back into the hallway you initially came from. And then you continue to walk and you walk back into where the first door was on the other side of that grand hall.
Piron's like, well, wait, let's do this, you know, let's try and not get caught. Okay, let's be a little sneaky about this.
Nah, I'm just straight
walking. Really not where we're supposed to be.
I'm just straight walking.
And then you continue to keep walking, and you go back through these winding hallways into the initial kitchen.
Piron is being stealthy, so I think it's like JJ and Astraea, like, dead, just walking it down, like power walking down the hall, and then behind them you see like Piron going from like wall to wall, pillar to pillar.
Hardcore parkour.
Yeah, parkour, I'm like holding one of those water finding sticks that like people say they can use to find wells, but I'm not actually holding one, but it's like that. I'm just wait, so you're saying if we just turned in the other direction from the kitchen, we would have been there?
So you actually go into the kitchen and you go into that like storage larder room with all of the food.
Yeah.
And you turn to that row of barrels.
Yeah.
And you open up one of the barrels and inside is your staff and all of your equipment.
Great. And I guess we each reach in and grab our stuff. And I was actually, Piron's like, you know, I figured our stuff was here. I actually wanted to come back here. But then, you paralyzed the troll. And that made things a little complicated.
Really? The issue was that I paralyzed the troll and not the fact that you almost killed the cook.
I did not almost kill the cook. I put him in timeout.
You put his brain in a timeout that could have lasting damage.
I'm sure he's okay. As all of you are bickering and having this argument, you hear a loud thud behind you. And you all turn around and the chef is staring at you. And he goes, "So you're the assholes I was waiting for." And you see like a comedically large bump on his head.
No! All right. Well,
the chef was the contact.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.